Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Tightly, this station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast to the whole United States by USA Radio. Can you imagine what could have happened to Florida? There is some luck in life. You know, I've often said that luck is the residue of design, that we make our own luck. But there is some luck in life because there are so many unlucky people who lived and worked and owned businesses in a place like New York or New Jersey or Chicago, Illinois or Maryland in the middle of COVID, where all the businesses were shut down and everything was boarded up and the government said you're non-essential, you can't open up, and they lost everything they had. And then I've got friends who live in Florida, and because they were lucky and Ron DeSantis was their governor, Florida was wide open. And no one ever forced you to wear a mask. No one ever forced you to take a vaccine, other than, you know, in some cases, local mayors might have forced a mask. But Ron DeSantis said you cannot do it. So they were going against his state rule. But for the most part, no one forced you to ever wear a mask or to ever get vaccinated. And you never had to close your business. And literally, my friends did so good and cleaned up and made a fortune. And it would have been so unlucky, but Andrew Gillum came so close to becoming the governor of Florida in 2018. He came within 38,000 votes of winning the gubernatorial election when he ran against Governor Ron DeSantis, in those days, Congressman Ron DeSantis. I was a big DeSantis fan, even when he's a congressman, and I knew he was the best candidate for governor, and I supported him, but he won by the skin of his chinny chin chin. And if he doesn't win, Gillum is the governor of Florida when COVID hits, and Gillum, who is a gay, caught in a hotel room doing drugs and having gay sex, and now indicted, and I think it's 17 charges of fraud. And that happened today, indicted with 17 charges of wire fraud. This guy could have been the governor of Florida when the worst crisis in America's modern history hit. And he would have shut everything down because he's a huge liberal and he's gay, which means he's a big Democrat. And all the gays were scared to death of COVID and they all obediently took the COVID vaccine. I've read articles that in the entire United States of America, the group that took in the largest percentage of the COVID vaccine, who listened to government, was the gay world in the United States. All the gay people all took the COVID vaccine, which I just don't understand. You know, it's kind of like all these years I'm a Jew, and I don't understand how Jews could be Democrats, and I don't understand how blacks could be Democrats. If you're black, it's government that enslaved you. It's governments that treated you badly. It's governments that didn't want you to vote. It's government that screwed you over. It's government that gave you the Tuskegee experiment, I think it was called, where they injected you with syphilis without telling you to watch the results and killed you or made you go crazy. It's always government that does terrible things to black people. So why would you vote Democrat for big government, supporting government, loving government, always wanting government bigger, never wanting to challenge government? I say the same thing to my fellow Jews. You know, it's always government that enslaved Jews. In Egypt, in Rome, in Nazi Germany, it was the government that enslaved you. You can't trust government. Government is inherently evil. Why would you ever assume that government has your best interests in mind? And so let me shift to gays. Why would any gay person be pro-big government? Why would you vote Democrat? Why would you want to put all the power in the hands of the same governments that treated you like garbage for so many years? Yes, now the same Democrat governments make the most important thing in the world, gay rights. They're the same people that treated you like garbage. Government is government. When government decides to change, tomorrow they can decide to send you all to a concentration camp. Jews, blacks, gays, whoever the hell they decide. You don't know what government's going to decide. You don't know what the United States is going to be like in a year or two or three. It could be a communist country, and it could be a communist government. Never give government power. States' rights are where it's at. You want to give the states the right to tell government to shove it where the sun doesn't shine. So why did the gays all believe government, trust government, listen to government's orders like sheep, and take that vaccine? It just doesn't make sense. And so back to Andrew Gillum. He's gay, he's black, he's a Democrat, he's a huge liberal, which makes him basically a communist, because all Democrats are communists at heart. You know, nowadays, they weren't, like in the days of George McGovern and Hubert Humphrey. All those guys were World War II veterans who flew like bomber planes during the war and risked their life and almost died for America. They were like liberal patriots, but today they're all communists. So Gillum, an extreme radical commie, gay, and black, all of that together, very trusting of government. So, here's a guy, why would you trust him? If he had been the governor, he would have listened to Biden, and he would have shut this whole country, his whole state down, and he would have demanded everyone get vaccines, and demanded everybody get masks, wear masks. And it was that close to all my friends in Florida, you know, not being able to run their businesses, not being able to make money, not being able to feed their families, not being able to get rich, not being able to say, oh, my God, what a great period this has been. All of that happened because of Ron DeSantis. And that's the reason in all the recent polls they're lauding him. He's become more popular than Trump. You know, I don't think people know the guy they're dealing with, because I love DeSantis, but nobody knows really anything about him other than he kept Florida open and free. They know everything about Trump, and they're churning on Trump, and they're all going for DeSantis, and I just think it's a little bit premature, folks. You just don't know yet. But I think a lot of it has to do with Trump's stubborn insistence on not going against the vaccine. He's my friend. He's always interviewed by me. And I'm telling you, he's making a giant mistake. The average Republican does not want the vaccine, never wants to take the vaccine, believes the vaccine is deadly, believes the vaccine is killing people. And the more Trump refuses to acknowledge any of that, and the more he takes credit for the vaccine, the more that people will move towards Ron DeSantis. So I'm telling you, Mr. Trump, President Trump, Donald Trump, you're making a big mistake. I'm pleading with you. You're making a gigantic mistake. You've got to change your views and the way you portray the vaccine. You've got to. Because it very soon, because this is only the very beginning of the movement to choose Ron DeSantis over you, very soon it's going to be a wild, over-the-top movement, and it's going to be all Ron DeSantis. And that's why my idea for Trump to run for House Speaker and to be elected House Speaker is such a brilliant idea, because it would save the country, it will lead to the impeachment of Biden and Kamala, and most importantly, for Trump's sake, it'll lead to Trump absolutely locking down the presidential nomination. It'll be in the papers day and night, in the media day and night, and be the most integral guy in America to taking down Biden and Kamala, and his quotes will be in the media every day, and there's no chance Ron DeSantis would get the nomination with Trump as House Speaker running for president. So that's why my idea has so much validity. All right, on to from one state, Florida, which got so lucky without Gillum, but instead with DeSantis, best governor in America. Let's move to another state that's one of the best run states in America, Texas. And the Texas GOP convention had the guts to tell the truth this weekend, and the members declared Joe Biden not legitimately elected president of the United States. You know, that's why I always say I love Texas. All my exes are in Texas. I absolutely love Texas, and I married a Texas girl. Cindy Parker Root is a Texas girl from Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas. And I just think it's hilarious that Texas went ahead and did this. You know, as a group, as the Texas GOP in their actual official convention. I have not seen this anywhere else. And it drew a huge crowd. and most people in the country who are in official positions are too cowardly to make a decision like this, but that's not the members of the Texas Republican Party. Members not only blasted rhinos at the convention, but also declared, without fear of criticism, that the 2020 election results were bogus and Joe Biden was not legitimately elected as President of the United States. Texas Republicans met at the George Brown Convention Center in Houston to set the party's agenda for the 2022 election and to discuss the issues of the day, election integrity, immigration, gun control, and the economy. And the more conservative grassroots set the tone for the convention, including rebuking Senator John Cornyn of Texas for his stance on gun control and taking a significant stand on 2020. When convention attendees passed a resolution in writing saying Joe Biden was not legitimately elected as President of the United States. That's great. That is great. They also adopted several other resolutions while proposing a number of changes to the GOP platform, moving further to the right. Love it. Cornyn was rebuked for agreeing to sit down with a majority of Democrats to craft a new gun control deal after two mass shootings, one in Buffalo, one in Uvalde, Texas. The deals likely include incentives for states to pass so-called red flag laws that empower courts to authorize police to remove firearms from anyone's home who's been deemed a threat without a trial or so much as an appearance in court. Such laws have been successfully challenged. The Supreme Court has struck down one red flag law as a blatant violation of the right to keep and bear arms, as well as due process under the law. In addition, the Texas GOP declared that homosexuality is an abnormal lifestyle choice while calling for school children in the state to learn about the humanity of the preborn child. And by the way, I'm not crazy about the homosexuality declaration. I don't agree with that. But I do think the transgender stuff has gone way too far. Transgender, teaching transgender and gay and lesbian in kindergarten through third grade is ridiculous. And I would never allow my children to be brainwashed like that. Cornyn was met with boos when he took the stage, and they passed a resolution that calls for ending the Federal Reserve. I think that in general, they're headed in the right direction. On everything except the gays, headed in the right direction. Hello, I'm Wayne Alaroot, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yeah, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. We all know inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. We know the U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as the world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming, and you can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today, tell them Wainwright sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So if you're among the first 100 callers today, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers. Call now, toll free. Even the call is free. Check it out. 855-770-GOLD. 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 So when we went to the break, I was talking about the CNN analyst who suggested inflation is needed to achieve the green agenda. And by the way, Biden himself, maybe not in those exact words, but has said something very similar multiple times in the past couple of months, that we need this to transition away from fossil fuel. These people are crazy. Even Bill Maher, the liberal, who sometimes actually sounds reasonable lately, was freaking out on his show the other day, and he was saying that you can't transition away from fossil fuel when you have no replacement for it. And there is clearly no replacement that works. You know? And so they're trying to bankrupt us. CNN economic analyst Rana Foroohar follows the bizarre line of thinking in an interview on the Ezra Klein Show. Never heard of these people. I've never heard of Rana Foroohar. I've never heard of Ezra Klein. And I really never heard of CNN, to be honest with you. Does anybody watch CNN? Suggests that inflation is needed in order to pave the way for a carbon credit-based economy. She says, this is something that I think, unfortunately, no politician, particularly the Democrats right now in advance of the midterms or a presidential election, want to land on, which is some of the transitions to a kinder, gentler, I believe more stable and ultimately more resilient economy are going to be inflationary in the short to medium term. What's the cost of something if you actually have a real price on carbon? And then you have to tally in how much it costs to tote it over tens of thousands of miles from the South China Seas. What's the cost if you have the proper environmental and labor standards? This is the conversation happening right now. And once you start pricing in all those costs, you start really thinking of the economy in a different way. And yeah, it certainly is inflationary. Basically, they're a bunch of intellectual elitist a-hats. And they are just trying to tell you that they want to bankrupt you. They want to make goods cost so much money that America has to turn away from gas and has to turn away to green energy economy. And the green energy economy, of course, costs twice as much, three times as much, four times as much than normal fossil fuel when it's not at the price it's at now. You know, the price it was at under Trump when gas was $2.50 a gallon. No one could afford green energy. It was triple the cost. But triple the cost of $2.50 a gallon is $7.50 a gallon. And if gas goes to $10 a gallon, suddenly you could afford green energy. Except for the rest of your life, you're always going to pay $7.50 a gallon. And higher. So that's how they're making it palatable to the average American, by making gas such an unattractive alternative, you have no choice but to switch to green energy and an electric car. Disgusting. This is Cloward Piven. Destruction of the middle class. The purposeful, intentional destruction of the middle class. By the way, coming up next, before I forget, I want to mention we have United States Senator Marco Rubio coming up next. Great job in the last few days by my executive producer, Andrew Paul. Some great guests. Marco Rubio will have, I hope, the next U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz, on in the next couple days. We've got, we had Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State yesterday, under President Trump, also the former head of the CIA. And we had President Trump on last week, so it was a great group of guests. My interview with President Trump has made headlines. It's been a media firestorm for the last 48 hours, and as of this morning, hundreds and hundreds of headlines around the United States and around the Internet about my interview with President Trump and about his thoughts on running for Speaker of the House and several other aspects of the interview as well. When we get back, it's United States Senator Marco Rubio, as well as me talking about the thousands of flights at the airports that are canceled every single day. It's a disaster out there. I'll be right back. Wayne Ellerin.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
65 million Americans will see high temperatures this week from the upper 90s to around 100. Summer is kicking off with a heat dome spreading hot air from Michigan to the south, sending temperatures soaring into the upper 90s. Humidity pouring in from the south will make it feel even hotter. without much cooling overnight. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Testifying before the Senate, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause an economic downturn. Paul also responds to concerns that higher interest rates could hurt the labor market.
We are strongly, strongly committed to restoring price stability. We do understand that it is the thing that we need so that we can get back to the kind of labor market that we all want.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, and broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. We got a great guest with us, Republican United States Senator Marco Rubio, calling in from Florida, U.S. Senator from the great state of Florida, the place where all of us are thinking about moving. The entire Las Vegas, every Republican in Las Vegas is thinking about moving to either Texas or Florida. Florida is just the most well-run state in America, and he is the United States Senator, one of two Republican United States Senators, Scott being the other one, from Florida, and great to have him on the show. Senator Marco Rubio, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You recognize that you're in a state that everybody wants to move to now, right?
We see it every day.
It's unbelievable. Now, by the way, having said that, the entire California is moving to Las Vegas, Nevada. Every single car on the street, every car on the highway, and every car, if I'm in a casino, I count license plates. Every license plate says California on it. The entire California. We're a zero-income tax state, but we're a blue state with zero income tax at the moment. At least you have a nice red state with economic freedom and personal freedom and no desire to mask everyone and vaccinate everyone against their will. So I give Florida great kudos, a great job by DeSantis, and I'm sure you're proud to be from the great state of Florida.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Florida did it right in a lot of ways, and I think that's why people have been attracted there. The pandemic was a serious thing, and I think we have to treat people like grown-ups. I think you deal with it, and then you have to go on with life, and at some point you have to start balancing costs and benefits.
Right.
And there became a point where some of these restrictions, the benefits of those restrictions were far outweighing the costs, and yet people had to stay with them. Look at schools, right? We have an entire generation of Americans here that have been permanently damaged and hurt by being out of school for a year and a half, imposed on them by people whose kids were going to private schools and were getting private tutoring, while these kids in public school were lost a year and a half, 2 years of learning, and we're going to be seeing the impact of that for a long time, and so I think we avoided the worst of that in Florida.
Well, and I think you're going to be seeing the impact of the economic cost of closing businesses and labeling them as non-essential. You know, it's funny because there's a lot of luck in life, Marco Rubio. You know, some of life is about skill, but some is luck. And every friend I've got who owned a restaurant for like 30 years before the pandemic and was filthy rich and their restaurants were super successful, they all survived the pandemic just fine. But the ones who opened a restaurant in the year or two before the pandemic all went out of business and they lost everything. So, I mean, if you label non-essential or say only 10% of the tables can be used and you can't play live music and you have to wear masks and pretty soon no one's going to restaurants, all the ones that were unstable in the first place or new or young, they all went out of business. I don't know what these people are going to do the rest of their lives, but they've certainly been impacted economically in a very negative way by very liberal rules that did not work. And in Florida, you let everybody kind of make their own decisions and survive, and the restaurants were packed. And the restaurant owners made money and hired new people. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, look, when you face a situation like that, you got to balance out, okay, these things aren't without costs, right? It's a lot like medicine, right? In medicine, you give people medicine sometimes to treat a disease. Disease is bad, the medicine's bad, but the disease is worse than the medicine. You would never give someone medicine that's as bad as the disease or worse than the disease.
Right.
And yet that's what we did when it came to COVID, at some point doing tremendous damage to people's livelihoods and things of that nature. So, you provide people information about how to protect themselves, and then at some point you got to get back to some level of normalcy. And look, there are still parts of this country that up until the other day, earlier this year, were still not doing that. D.C. was one of them.
Yeah, I like your analogy because it's like if I came up with a mild case of the flu and the doctor said we're giving you a round of chemotherapy. Well, that would make no sense at all. And it might even kill me for the flu that wouldn't kill me. And I think that's, COVID was real and I said that from day one. I'm not one of those hosts that ever said it's not real. I just said there's no point in over-mandating what we're doing in response to it. If you get it, you get it. If you live a healthy life, it'll probably be a very quick 2-3 days of your life or maybe a week and you'll be fine. But the people who are dying and you have to be careful about it where people already had cancer, already had heart disease, already had diabetes, or if you were in a nursing home. Those people have to be very careful. The rest of us, just go to work each day and get on with your life. That's the way I saw it. And I lived through it just fine. You lived through it just fine. So I get it. Anyway, let's talk about the economy, because right now that's the big issue, is has Biden, hurt this economy long term? Clearly he's hurt it short term. Clearly we're about to enter recession. Clearly inflation is a disaster for the middle class. And clearly gas prices are a horrendous, having a horrendous effect on middle class people. What do you say is the solution to this economy until Republicans get control? What is it we can do? The answer is probably pretty little, right?
Well, so a couple of things. First of all, the first thing we could do is learn from the mistakes of this administration so we never do them again, right? And so the thing is that there's ideology is one thing, but when ideology becomes policy, it becomes real. This ideology has become real, right? So they've spent, what's the single biggest cost driver behind everything today? The price of everything is going up, and the central driver behind all of it is gasoline fuel prices,
right.
Whether it's
correct.
Diesel, gas, jet fuel, transporting things costs money, et cetera. That's the single biggest driver. Why? Well, it's pretty straightforward. People are using it, and there's not enough of it being produced for a lot of reasons. One of them being that we in the United States are producing a million barrels of oil less, over a million barrels of oil less than we were in 2019. And why is that happening? Well, there are a lot of reasons, but the main one is if you tell an industry what you guys do is evil, you're destroying the world, and we're trying to put you out of business over the next 10 years, I bet you that most of the time those industries will stop growing and investing in new capabilities. Why would anybody invest, for example, in a new refinery that takes at least 10 years just to pay off the investment when you're telling them that 8 to 9 years from now you're going to put them out of business, when you're telling banks not to lend them money? And that's what's happened here. Now, that was the ideology, and one thing is to be annoyed by the ideology and explain to people why it doesn't work, but when you actually turn it into law, the timing couldn't have been worse. So now everybody's paying the price for it. Now they're going around, you know, begging people to produce more oil, as long as they don't do it in the United States. Can you do it in Saudi Arabia? Can you do it in Iran? Can you do it in Venezuela? But don't do it in America, because somehow Saudi oil is better for the environment than American oil. So that we got to learn from that. Never, ever allow these people with these ideas to ever have the levers of government in their hands again. And then the other is they poured $1.9 trillion. Okay, people forget under Donald Trump's last month of president, we passed the COVID relief bill. Then they came back 4 months later and put another $1.9 trillion into the economy. So here you go, a lot of money chasing limited goods, drove up inflation as well. And now, you know, it's going to take some time now. What are the only instruments available now? Well, you got to raise interest rates so people will spend less. But that's very painful. That causes recession. That causes stagflation. And so we're in Jimmy Carter territory right now.
Yeah, and don't forget, I mean, Bill Maher's a big liberal. I don't know if Senator Rubio, you've ever listened to Bill Maher, but he's a big liberal, but he's a common sense liberal. From time to time, he actually sounds pretty good to me. And he's been saying that liberals try to make us move away from fossil fuel and gasoline to electric cars and green energy when there isn't a viable alternative right now, which has caused the disaster in the United States. There is no viable alternative to dirty fossil fuels at the moment. Nothing works well. And nothing is inexpensive. It all costs a fortune. Even Bill Maher knows that. There is no other alternative but fossil fuel at this moment.
Yeah, well, and the bigger part about it is you can't outkick your coverage here, right? So your technology, listen, maybe 20 years from now we're going to have these batteries that are phenomenal. They can store a bunch of power in them. They're cheaper. If you told me that a battery-powered car costs me less per month, I'd do it. I would not. That doesn't exist today. If you make me do it today, it doesn't exist. You're making me use today's technology. I think that's where we're going to get anyways on our own as we gravitate towards it. But you can't make people do that, as, you know, I guess the Bill Maher point being ahead of its time. And that's what these guys have done. And so, obviously now we get hit with this thing and it's made it, you know, substantially worse for everybody. And that's the difference between inflation is one thing. This is the inflationary driver. This is the inflated prices of the bare necessities of life. Food, clothing, transportation, and housing. The four things that you need to survive, all four are much more expensive than 8.5% a month. They're all, in some cases, you know, gas prices are double.
20%,
almost double what
30%,
they were a year
ago. Yeah. 20%, 30%, even 50% in some cases. Agreed. Let me ask something. I'm a person who believes, because I went to Columbia University, I'm a Jewish kid from New York who went to Columbia University, and everyone I met there bragged about being a Marxist, a communist, a socialist, and they all said they were going to use a plan called Cloward Piven to destroy the United States. And I graduated, Marco, in 1983, a long time ago. And they all said they were going to destroy capitalism and overthrow this country with Cloward Piven, which is the intentional destruction of the middle class by basically bankrupting them and making them lose their jobs. And it seems to me that's what's happening right now. Do you believe this is totally incompetence, or it's some mixture of incompetence and the intentional communist takeover of the United States?
Well, I think there's a couple of things at play here. The first is incompetence without a doubt. That's number one. People that just don't understand the difference between theory and reality. Number two is a flawed ideology. Okay, anywhere that leftist ideas have been imposed is one of the reasons why I feel so bad for Colombia, a country that I, you know, My wife's family's from there. They're a very important U.S. partner in the South America, our best ally in South America, just elected a leftist president. So these guys, when these leftists take over, the only change they bring are poverty and misery and suffering. Those are the things they bring, okay? Leftism doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's never worked. At least it doesn't work to achieve what we hope to achieve. So I think that's a big factor. And then, look, I do think that when it comes to things like, for example, gas prices, there are a lot of people on the far left that are happy that gas prices are at $5. They want them to be at $8 or $9 because they think that the more gas costs, the less people will drive, the better the environment's going to be in the climate. But more importantly, in their mind, the more people will use mass transit and the more people will go and gravitate towards electric cars. That's their thinking. And that's their mindset when it comes to that. And so that's part of it. And the other thing, I think they like inflation. The far leftists like inflation because that means people become more dependent on government.
Right.
What are the answers that Biden is now offering? I'm going to send everybody a gas card. You know, that's their answer to everything. A $2,000 check, a gas card.
Jump in just because we're running out of time where the music's on and we're headed to the break and you know the limitations of radio. Enjoyed having you on. It was a great interview. I hope it's the first of many. I'd like to get you on once in a while from now on because I'm a big fan of yours. Senator Marco Rubio, United States Senator from Florida since 2011. Great to have you on. God bless you. Keep fighting, Senator. Thank you. Hello, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Canceled starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health because they made me look the best I've looked in decades. Maybe not the best of my life, because you're never going to look as good as you looked when you're 25 years old, when you're 61 years old in a month. But I certainly look as good as I've looked in a couple of decades. I look better now that I'm about to be 61 than when I was 48, 49, 50. That's pretty amazing. How many people can say that? And that's because of Energized Health. So I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on the program. And that's the important part, the first 88 days. And once you do that, you just hold. You just stay there forevermore, and that's where I've stayed forevermore. It's about 20 months later, and I look and feel fantastic, and I look and feel as good or better than I did after that 88-day opening of the program, because it's simple and it's easy. So go to energizedhealth.com and click on the red button and watch the masterclass video and look at all the testimonials, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me, zero pressure. They'll share exactly what they do and see if it makes sense for you. You're going to learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. That's the whole key to their program, is hydration. Make sure to tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and they give you the WAR 40% off discount. The Wayne Root 40% off discount. Your life will never be the same, and you get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. All right, so I mentioned this when I guest hosted the Alex Jones TV show today. Hopefully you were watching. Every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern, I guest host Alex Jones. And I'll have two new TV shows to announce in just the next few days. But there were thousands and thousands of flights canceled this weekend. In some places, I saw 10,000 flights canceled. And then in other places, I saw that there were like 100,000 flights canceled or delayed this weekend across the United States. I don't know if that figure could possibly be right. I didn't even know there were 100,000 flights in America. Maybe there's, you know, over Saturday and Sunday combined, there's 100,000 total, and every one of them was either delayed or canceled. I don't know. But it was a terrible weekend for travel, for air travel and for, you know, the travel industry. Nightmare. And I just want to reiterate, and it ties in with the terrible problem that the entire American business is having. You can't find any employees. This is the most job openings in history, and nobody wants them. And so someone has to start asking, where did all the people go? Where did all the pilots go? Where did all the flight attendants go? Where did the flight crews go? Where is the average employee for a restaurant or for any other business that's looking for help and they can't find any? That's the biggest problem in America today. Nobody can find any help. Why? And I got to tell you my theory, and I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine has screwed up the entire American country, the entire American culture, the entire American business. It's all been screwed up by the COVID vaccine. People are dying in incredible record numbers. And by the way, how many times have you heard me say this on the show? That people are dying from the COVID vaccine in record numbers. And I'm going to back it up to you right now. Okay? Because Lincoln National, the country's fifth largest life insurance carrier, is now reporting a massive 163% increase in death benefits paid out in its group life insurance policy in 2021. Annual statements filed with the state insurance departments, which were provided to Crossroads Report in response to public records requests, show that Lincoln National paid out just about three times as much money for dead people in 2021 compared to 2020 and 2019. And I want you to understand, before I get to the numbers, do you understand what 2020 was? 2020 was the year of COVID. Liberals made it like everybody died of COVID. The whole world was dying of COVID. There's a million people dead of COVID. If that's the case, how come Lincoln National paid out three times more in 2021, the first year of the COVID vaccine, than they paid out in 2020? How could that be? Does that make sense? Well, it does if the COVID vaccine is worse than COVID. And if the COVID vaccine is killing people, it does. So last year, an astounding $1.45 billion was paid out by Lincoln National, compared to $548 million in 2020 and about $500 million in 2019. And keep in mind, earlier this year, another major life insurance company, One America, reported a 40% increase in death claims after the COVID injections were released. And so, this is incredible. From 2019, the last normal year before the pandemic, to 2020, the year of the COVID-19 virus, deaths only increased by 9%. But in 2021, the year of the COVID vaccine, deaths increased almost 164%. And according to math, that means more than 20,000 people covered by Lincoln National, one company, died in 2021 because of the COVID flu shots. These are incredible numbers, folks. I'll tell you more when we get back, but that's the reason airlines are delayed. That's the reason there aren't enough pilots. That's the reason there aren't enough flight attendants. That's the reason there aren't enough flight crews. They're either dead, they're sick, or they all quit, or were forced to retire, or fired because they would not take the COVID vaccine. This is all about the COVID vaccine.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
30.